this is a passion project for you, Ben. This goes deep into what you're all about. Tell us why this is so personal to you, this is so important to you.
Well, I've been waiting for a long time to find something in the fantasy realm. When I first read the script, there was something so compelling about playing a character that was a badass before civilization started, and a badass in present-day New York City. So I jumped on with Reckless Abandon, and I'm so happy that I did. When I saw the movie, I can't tell you how proud I was to be a part of it.
Let's talk about this amazing cast that you've assembled here in America. Because, I mean, all coming from amazing, ginormous franchises in their own right, bringing them together, not to mention Sir Michael Caine. I mean, an amazing group you have assembled. Brett, talk to me a little bit about how tough it is to put a cast like this together. Why is this the right cast? Give me a sense of sort of what you put together here.
Sure. This cast is a nightmare. I mean, they were terrible. Just so hard to work with. Nobody likes them. No, I mean, this is like really the dream team for me. I mean, and especially being here at Comic-Con. I mean, look at, we have represented some amazing actors, amazing films. And, you know, I was really looking for actors who could embody the roles more than anything, who could bring these characters to life. You know, I don't start with looking for who would be really popular at Comic-Con, although it doesn't hurt when you realize that these guys are amazing actors, amazing people, and were great partners in making the movie. It was a real dream team, and having Michael Caine to round off the top, it was fantastic.
This crowd just saw the trailer, but anybody can see the trailer. I feel like we should let them see a little bit more of it. What do you think? A clip. We are in a film called The Last Witch Hunter. You're playing a witch. That would seem to be a precarious situation for you. Can you tell us a little bit about Chloe and the witch's role in present-day New York?
Yes, of course. Chloe, She's obviously a modern-day witch, kind of living and working in New York City, and she's had to grow up pretty fierce, and being very self-reliant. You know, she has what we've just seen, the bar. You know, that's her own little business that she has set up on her own, and it is a memory bar from which witches can come and tap into their past and kind of relive their memories, which obviously leads Calder straight to her door, and hence that's how everything then kind of unfolds.
Very cool. Elijah, if only you had some genre film experience.
He doesn't have anything.
Talk to me about your character here. You're a part of your, there are a lot of secrets in this film, a lot of mystery surrounding the brotherhood that you're kind of a part of here. What's the background of your character?
Yeah, it's almost like a secret society. I'm part of the Order of the Axe and Cross. I play Dolan the 37th. Breathless, and I try and describe this. So a Dolan is a priest in a long line of priests that are tasked with serving Calder, the witch hunter, and aiding him in stamping out black magic and keeping humanity safe. and so Michael Caine is Dolan the 36th, and in this film, it represents my first day on the job as I take this new task on. It's hilarious. It's hilarious.
It's dangerous is what it is.
It sure is. It's also the worst first day ever. Right. My first day on the job, all hell breaks loose. There's plague flies. It's a real problem.
Right. It was a boring day to be a boring movie. It's good for us that it was so entertaining. Vin, for you, you alluded to this before, but I told you this when I saw you yesterday. I love the prologue of this film. I love, like, it begins centuries back. It spans centuries. The excitement for you of playing a character that alternates back and forth, we saw a glimpse there, must be insanely cool for a character to span centuries. Give me a sense of why that was important for you.
Well, there's so many reasons why this film was so attractive to me and the character was so attractive to me. The idea of playing an 800-year-old immortal is challenging. It's challenging. We know that I don't shy away from those kind of challenges. When Marvel said, we want you to play a 3-monosyllabic word character, I like it. I saw the challenge, and I was going to it. I guess I'm safe in this room. It's no secret that I love Dungeons and Dragons. If you'll indulge me, I actually had a character that was a witch hunter. And some of the diehard second edition Dungeons and Dragons players are saying, we never saw the witch hunter class. There was a third party set of books called the Arcanum. that actually had the class witch hunter. And he had his spell classes of that mysticism spell table, and I played a witch hunter. And the idea that I was able to realize that in a way, if I could go back to that kid, that 17-year-old kid, that was rolling that 20-sided dice, and tell him, someday you are going to be in this epic film called The Last Witch Hunter. I never would have believed it. But dreams do come true.
That is what we call a perfect story for a perfect audience. That is...
We are at home, Josh. We are at home.
We are never leaving the stage, all of us. We have, I believe, another clip. Obviously, a movie called The Last Witch Hunter has got a fair amount of action, really cool action. So, should we just dive right in, show them a little another sneak peek? Okay. And it's not going to be the screaming out kind. I think it's going to be microphones. Let's talk a little bit about stuff, the kind of stuff we saw in that clip, Vin. You're obviously no stranger to massive stunts, special effects. But give me a sense of what the challenges were on this one. What sticks in your mind when you think of the physicality of this, the effects, the stunts that jumps out at you?
Well, we choreographed the swordplay for about a month. And then you get to set. And they swap in the real flaming sword. And there's a propane tank strapped to your back. And you look to the left, and there are 8 firemen with fire extinguishers. And you suddenly realize there's not a lot of room for error here. You will go up in flames. But it was so much fun to do. We think of musicians as starting out playing air guitar. When you're playing Dungeons and Dragons, I can't tell you how many times in my mind I was holding a flaming sword. And to actually have the opportunity to delve into a character and actually wield a flaming sword was so cool. Albeit dangerous, but so cool.
Any man is destined to have a giant flaming sword, and I would trust it would be you.
Are you going to go ask a question?
For all of you, I mean, I think one of the really cool aspects is
I was going to say.
D&D is in the back of the brain and it influences something like this, but this is an original new franchise. This is something starting from scratch in an age where everything is reappropriated from other material. Exciting for all of you? Is that a big selling point in terms of what makes this special?
Huge.
Yeah, definitely.
It's so unique to come across original material like this, and we've been doing press for the last week. And across the board, everyone says it's not like anything I've seen before. And that has to be the best compliment. I mean, to really go for something original like this, where you're fusing action and fantasy, and succeed we're just so lucky and we're so blessed.
Let's hear from some of the very excited crowd here. Some questions, please.
Hi, my name is Aisha Edwards, and originally I'm from Charleston, South Carolina. So this question has nothing to do with Witch Hunter, unfortunately.
What?
My mom asked me to ask you to please shout out South Carolina and remind people that we're still recovering from the storm. My father died on the 6th, and we can't put him in the ground until the 17th.
Oh,
so
God.
Just remember that we're recovering, and we can use all the help we can get.
Shout out to South Carolina. We're sending in those prayers, and we're with you. We are with you.
I'm obviously excited to see all of you here. I'm Eileen from the South Bronx, and I have two questions of the first one very quick. What was your character in D&D's name? And also, will we see any other kinds of witches? Only dark witches, or will we see any kind of like faction good witches in the movie?
I'm a good witch. I'm a goodie. I'm a happy witch. I don't want to kill too many people. I want to save humanity.
Is a dream walker. And what was the first question?
Your D&D character.
Oh, the D&D character's name.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. If you ever come across the 30th anniversary Dungeons and Dragons, they asked me to write the foreword, and I actually talk about this character. And Elijah will know where this character's from. I stole the name from a popular author. Melkor. Straight out of the Cimmerillion. There's actually a lot of similarities between, I guess, the core of what this film is about, and the Cimmerillion, the idea that immortality can be a curse and not a gift, is something that was consistent in Tolkien's work. But yes, the name is Melkor.
We're going to do a massive Tolkien off between Vin and Elijah for the last 10 minutes. It's going to be toe to toe.
I actually think he'd kick my ass. I really do. My name is Danny from Buffalo, New York. This question is for Vin. I'm over here.
Hey, Dan.
Man, I'm dying to know about Hannibal. When's it going to be done? What's going on? When will it be released?
Man, you are asking the right question. You know, whenever my mother, who is very, believes in me a great deal, and says, you need to direct more, you need to direct now, I always say, Mom, you know I'm waiting for Hannibal. When that time comes that trilogy gets greenlit, I'm going to, as you know, it's been a passion project for what, now 13 years? Sometimes these films take a while to get made. In fact, The Last Witch Hunter was on the blacklist. I don't know if you know that, but the script, Corey Goodman's script, was initially on the blacklist. And then finally, we are here on this wonderful panel sharing our movie with you. So, you tell the Bronx that I'm going to make good on that Hannibal Barca trilogy. Yeah!
Special effects. What was it like specifically, like working around that? And are there any funny stories about working with things that weren't exactly there?
Elijah is a master at acting across from things that aren't really there.
Yeah, too, man. Done a ton of acting against things that aren't there.
Do you guys remember Sparky? You remember Sparky is? So in the movie, there's a thing we call the Sentinel. It's
the Sentinel.
Monster made out of wood and bone and dirt, and we had a giant model of it named Sparky. and we'd do a shot, and then you'd call in Sparky, and at about 2 miles an hour, a guy would come on a little quad and drive Sparky to the set. We were freezing and waiting and late, and it was the middle of the night, and you'd drive Sparky through the set. And that was always fun.
But at least there was something there. We actually had a lot of practical elements.
Yeah, we did
in the film. Tons of practical makeup, and a lot of practical references. We had full sets that we were occupying.
Yeah.
It never really felt like there were too many things that we were reacting to that weren't there. There was always something.
Ironically, we didn't feel like we were doing a lot of... I don't even remember a lot of green screen in the film.
No, I like to... I mean, for me, I really think it's important to have as much practical as you can. The more practical you can have, the more... That's not to say there aren't a lot of special effects, but it's blending in some of the digital work with the practical stuff, practical makeup, practical sets, and stuff that we can really tactile, we can feel, we can act against, even though Elijah said he didn't want anything real there.
Hello. Hello, my name is Henry Kaven from City Island, and I have two things that it's a question and I'd like them to do it. If they gave you the role of Spider-Man, no, the role of Eddie Brock to go toe-to-toe with Tobey Maguire, would you take it if they offered it?
Who are you asking this of?
Vince.
Rose.
Yes,
Rose. No, you would be the best Venom. You would be the best Venom on screen.
Oh, thank you.
And the other thing is,
my God, I never even thought about it.
The other thing is, it's my mother's birthday, so I was wondering if you could just say happy birthday, Cindy, in front of everybody. It's my mom's birthday.
Oh, that's me. Happy birthday to you.
It's Cindy, everybody in.
Happy birthday, dear Cindy.
Hi, I'm Jennifer from New Jersey. I love all of you guys and all of your bodies of work, but this question is for Vin. My love for you goes back to Boiling Room. I do have to ask, what are we going to see with Riddick?
I don't know if it's a coincidence, but just last week, David Tui started describing a film called Furia. And it's very exciting.
Oh, hi, my name is Brendan, and I'm from Boston. This question's for Ben, big hand, by the way. So you guys just got a new director for Fast 8, which is dope. And I was just wondering, when does production start for the film, and if you need a production assistant?
Oh my God. It's supposed to start in the beginning of March. And F. Gary Gray and I worked together 14 years ago. And I tend to work with directors more than once, a lot. So I'm really excited about what's going to happen with the next chapter. It's going to be pretty, I don't know, epic. Thank you for asking. Yes, Gary Gray, F. Gary Gray, just so I know, right after his success, straight out of Compton.
I should say, yesterday, Elijah made a pitch to me to be in a future Fast and Furious movie. Do you want to share with the class what you want to play?
Oh yeah, this was my pitch. So basically, Dom has an illegitimate son that he wasn't aware of. But I think in order for the timing to work out, it has to be for 9, not 8. So I'll show up in the 9th one, and I'll just show up at the door like, Dad!
Apple cartoon. Yeah, can I join your awesome gang of driving freaks? And then we'll fight together like family.
Hey, I'm Arturo. I'm actually from two blocks away.
Okay, did this guy want
to... As someone who beta tested Advanced Dungeons & Dragons when I was a kid, it's so awesome that you were involved. I was wondering if you have played with other celebrities in Hollywood and how they reacted to the game.
I haven't played with other celebrities in Hollywood. I know, it's so bad. I didn't beta test. He beta tested.
Oh, okay.
I just was on the Nerdist. I think it was did anyone see that about a week ago? And I realized I hadn't rolled a 20-sided die for over a decade. And I know it's sad. It's not good, it's sad. And but for some reason, while we were campaigning on camera, I rolled two criticals. And I was just like, what? I still have it? Yes, so I probably, the writer of Fast and Furious is running a campaign. Chris Morgan is in a campaign and has just recently invited me to come play.
Ben, did you ever get done with Magic the Gathering? Or is that your...
I missed it. Did anyone ever play Bunnies and Burrows?
Hi, I'm Phil from New Jersey, and just real quick, Elijah, the Pro Tour for Magic's actually, like, next week.
Oh, is it really? I have a friend that was on the Pro Tour, and he was, like, a kind of a champion, and he played a couple of games, and he lost, and he sold all his cards. He was like, this is not going to be my life.
That is awesome.
Just that thing, he wanted to be a champion, sorry.
That's all. My question is, I heard mentioned earlier that this is a franchise. If everything goes well, is this a world we can expect to see more movies in?
We're all looking at Vin.
I will tell you this. I remember being on set in wonderful Pittsburgh, where I was doing a scene with Michael Caine, and we were about halfway through filming, and all the studio execs happened to be behind the monitor all day. And at the end of the day, they came to my trailer and said, we want to start the sequel. So, I guess in the same way that Marvel announced Guardians of the Galaxy 2, before they released the movie, there has been lots of thought given to the sequel and exploring a different angle, seeing the relationship between Calder and the Axe and Cross transform into something different now that that without you haven't seen the movie, but the relationship between Chloe and Calder becomes so significant that it ultimately changes the relationship between Calder and the Axe and Cross.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, I'm Adam from Connecticut. As someone who was inspired by the character to become a Dodge Charger driver, I'm a huge fan of Dom Toretto. And I want to know, what aspects of that character do you bring to some of your other characters that you play?
Really good question. Yeah, man. Every character I play has a driver's license. It's true. I guess I don't think of it like that.
I approach every character. You know, people think, you know, when you're doing an action film that you approach it different than you would a drama. But whether I'm doing, you know, a courtroom drama with Sidney Lumet or an action film like The Last Witch Hunter, I approach it with the same conviction. Method acting is sometimes dangerous in action movies. You couldn't infer why, but... because when the director said jump off the building, you really jump off the building. In fact, I think the character of Calder is in some ways polar to the character of Dom Toretto. The Dom Toretto character is a character that's rooted in a kind of family kind of honor. And it's no accident that I filmed this movie last year. Okay. Last year was a very dark year for me because I was dealing with loss in my personal life. And my personal life was obviously on stage for all of you. And so going into the character of Calder was somewhat therapeutic because at the core of this franchise is the concept of death and immortality. And I was dealing with that in my own life. When you see the movie, you'll be able to pick up. You'll see why it was so appropriate to do last year. Hope that answers your question.
Hello, I'm Lewis from the Bronx. One of my questions was already answered about Riddick, because I feel you should just do straight fantasy. I love it. Doing fantasy is perfect. So I'll go skip to my second question is, do you get to slay a dragon in the Witch Hunter? Given the fact that, you know, there's magic and stuff, I figure somebody could summon that. And if you don't this movie, do you think you could possibly get them to do it in the second one?
That's a request for a dragon.
Wow, yeah.
Flying the dragon to stage 6. I will say there's a great line in the movie from our character Chloe from Rose Leslie, where a very pivotal line, a very telling line, that there are much worse things than what we encounter in this movie that are lurking in the shadows. And you aren't far off, just to leave it at that, but you're not far off.
Exactly, they are prime. They are ready to leap out of those shadows. Just gotta wait.
You just have to wait for the sequel, I
guess. Hi, Ben.
Hola!
My name is Jerome from Jersey City, New Jersey, and I have a very random question for you, alright? If in Fast and Furious, if they ever retire Dom or give him like a hero's death, would they ever bury him in his black 1969 Dodge Charger?
Crazier things have happened. Crazier things have happened. I'm gonna bring that up with Chris Morgan right now.
It's got three more of those films.
For a hero's death, it involves a 69 Charger. It's gonna really be a smash hit.
Hi, my name is Thorger and I'm from Iceland, and I wanna know how your experience was for playing an Icelandic actor, and if you have done it before.
Firstly, you look amazing.
Thank you.
Certainly with Dari, like, I know that actually everyone on this table, we have such a love for that man. He was wonderful, incredibly welcoming and warm, but also hugely talented. Like, he plays a terrifying character within the movie, and he has such a presence. And yeah, we were all enamored to him, you know, after like a day. He also introduced us to some seriously good alcohol.
So. Yeah, we've done a movie with an Icelandic actor before.
I never have, no.
I think I have either.
No.
what's funny is after about the second week of working with him, I pulled him to the side and I said, listen, Dari, you gotta promise me one thing. He said, what then? When I do direct Hannibal, you have to be in it. Yeah, we were in love with him. He just brought something special. He brought something special to that role. And we needed a really formidable presence. And he really, really delivered. He was just probably one of the most loved people on set.
Yeah, that's so true.
And he gave the best hugs. Oh, such good hugs.
It's a giant teddy bear.
Yeah. Hi, guys, how you doing? My name's Charles, I'm from 53rd and Lex here in the Big Apple.
53rd and Lex, yeah!
Yeah!
Just I want to say, Elijah, door, right?
I love Frodo. Bro, it's like binge watch Game of Thrones. But Ben, this question's for you.
Of course.
It's very unique, because I can only ask this. My mom says I'm the spitting image of Jason Statham. She wanted me to ask you if you thought I looked like him, and if you could, if I do.
Oh my God.
Glasses are off.
It was Rose. She came up with this brilliant idea. I got an idea. Brack!
It was the original writer, Corey Goodman, and Vin had been talking about the character in the movie for a while. And Corey came to me with the script. I knew Corey. I did a pilot for a series called Fear Itself, which was the reimagining of The Masters of Horror, a very short-lived series on NBC.
Yeah!
Turns out they don't love horror in prime time on NBC. I could have guessed that one. But from doing that, I met Corey, and Corey showed me the script, told me that he and Vin had talked about it. And for me, the idea, as you said, I did The Crazies before this, which was a remake of a Romero movie. And the idea of doing an original concept with original mythology, no books, no remake. It was really thrilling for me. And, you know, the hope is that, like, people like you guys, that this is the beginning of a new mythology. And this is a new world and a new character and new characters. And then we can really build it from the ground up. So that was what was so thrilling to me about this project and why I wanted to get involved. Has anyone been on the DeviantArt site to see any of the animations we've done? You should check it out. There's, do you guys know DeviantArt? So go online, check it out. They did four animations that Michael Caine did the voiceover for. And it gives the whole backstory and mythology, which is really deep. And a lot of it didn't make it in the movie because we didn't have 4 hours like, you know, Elijah did. to tell our story. So, but check it out. They're really phenomenal artists. And having Michael Caine's voice makes everything better. Like, if this panel had Michael Caine speaking, I'd sound much better. But check it out. It's, really, it's worth seeing some of the seating we did for the backstory of the show.
Hi, my name's Felicia. I'm a native New Yorker. Please don't say bye to me. I'm a big fan of all you guys, but I wanted to ask Rose and Elijah if you could pick your ideal superhero role or project to be a part of, what would that be?
There's actually a graphic novel. It's not really a superhero, though, so it's kind of not answering your question. Does anyone read Black Hole? I don't read Black Hole. It's set in the 1970s, sort of like strange mutations by way of STDs. It's so good. I don't know. It's a graphic novel I've always wanted to see made into a film, so that would be mine. It's not a superhero.
I don't actually read graphic novels, I'm afraid, so I'm not too sure. I think I've always kind of wanted to fly, maybe. So, the flies. I think
there are no flying superheroes.
Say that again.
Superhero, okay.
Last two questions, guys, and we've got a couple.
She would be great in The Inhumans, right?
And I'm from California, and I just want to...
Is he holding the mic while you just hold your phone? What's happening?
Pretty much.
Okay.
We can't see your face. We can't see your face.
There you are.
I'm going to say I love you guys, and Rose, can you say, you know nothing, Jon Snow?
You know nothing, Jon Snow.